Did you come up with the death penalty march?
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. I mean, we could have gotten... I wish that people would have, like, talked more to the community that we were marching through so that we wouldn't have looked like a foreign troop or something, but we still got, like, people on the sides participating. Like, they... Yeah, it was nice.
I heard it started out with like 300, and it looks like a lot bigger than that now. How'd that happen?
Yeah. They had one guy who spoke Spanish, like on a
megaphone.
Yeah. So we had chants in Spanish and in English. So if we passed by like where there was a lot of Spanish people, we'd be like Los Pueblos Unidos or Free Vieques, you know, shit like that.
And that was bringing more people in.
Yeah.
I heard you rapping earlier.
Huh?
I heard you rapping earlier. Do you have anything relevant to the debate? You want to share? It's nothing like street music, huh?
Huh?
It's nothing like street music. We make you a star. Put it on the internet.
No, it's
called? No spoken word, no nothing?
Huh?
No spoken word, no nothing? No freestyle in the street?
Yeah, but... I'm having a rap right now.
Okay.
It's not really Floyd.
Well, look, maybe around if you get some.
All right.
Look, he can't talk, but let me describe. He's got a muzzle, not really a muzzle. It's like more of a gag on his mouth, and it says Nader right across the front. It looks pretty effective symbolically. The death penalty march?
No, actually, this torch was, I call it carrying the torch. Some guy, a man had marched with this bird, and then he passed it on to somebody else, and now it's been passed on to me to carry until the end of the protest.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
So are you going to be able to vote this fall?
No, I'm not, but I believe in freedom of choice and freedom of voice, and this is not a good example of freedom of choice or voice. Ralph Nader will not win unless he is allowed into the debate, and I think it's really sick how people that have the money are the ones that are allowed to speak, and if you don't have the money, you have no voice, and I really hope that they'll let him in so that can change.
Do you think in a sense that maybe they're afraid to let Nader into the debate?
I think they are. I really think they are, because his ideas are so... like not non-conservative compared to what other people are preaching to us right now. And I think people are really afraid of that, and people are really afraid of change, and it's time for a change. You see it in school, you see it at work, you see it on the streets when you pass the homeless guy on the corner, you know? I really think it's time for a change.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and have fun with your torch.
Thanks.
Bullshit! 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 Bullshit!
Update here from the front lines of the insurrection here in the United States of America. Someone just jumped the barricade outside of the debates here and was taken away and arrested.
People united will never be divided. 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 The people united will never be divided. The people united will never be divided. The people united will never be divided. People united will never be divided. The people united.
The riot cops are moving in, and the horses are here.
Push and tour, corporate whores. 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 Push and tour.
What are the numbers out here? Have you noticed the number of people? Out here among the masses. Why are you guys out here?
Why are we out here? I really just want to make sure that there is no other voice besides the two legitimate candidates. I paid for them to be on the stage, and I actually paid for the stage, and I really don't want any other rabble.
How come you're not in there?
Well, there's such a thing as I use the grassroots tactics. I really pay for people to use the quote-unquote grassroots organizing, so I think that is the best way to reach the rabble.
And what are your issues in the debate this season for billionaires?
Well, I've paid for the issues and I paid for the debate, so, you know, I'm making sure that the world is still open for commerce, and I've decided to make sure that, you know, the pharmaceutical companies that I own are able to distribute the drugs at the highest price possible.
Are you at all worried about your safety being here among so many people who are dissenting against wealthy people like you?
These are our bodyguards. They're in disguise, but
I'm not really worried about smelly hippies, really, are you?
No. I mean, as long as a rich white southern male wins the election, I think our interests will be served.
Gore, Bush, serve your interests.
Either. I mean, you know, we bought both of them, so really, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, well, I hope you guys survive this insurrection in the streets here, outside of the debates. So how's it going for the Society for an Open Debate?
I can't hear what you're saying, I'm sorry.
How's it going for a Society for the Open Debate?
Well, I just heard that Rob Nader was taken off the bus and not let in. So it's not going so well. I think we have a really good reason to jump over this fence.
Well, we have a ticket. It's called the Constitution. We have another ticket, the Bill of Rights, and we have another ticket, American Democracy. So maybe we'll get in.
That would be great.
If they didn't let us in, maybe if they didn't let Ralph in, maybe they would let us in.
You have a ticket personally, you're saying?
Oh, shit.
Do we have a what?
All right, let's go in. What did it say?
Peaceful! 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 cops just bust through right there?
What?
Did the cops just bust through? Did the cops just bust through?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. They started it by hitting. They just charged one guy, especially in a blue shirt, just charged and started smacking people.
Why?
It's totally started by the cops.
Why did they do that?
Well, earlier they were shaking the fence on our side, and they overreacted. They can have some squish each other.
We're not violent. How about you? 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 We're not violent. How about you?
What just happened here?
Ralph go by in the bus?
I did not. I was too far back.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard, though.
Yeah, he did go by. It was pretty amazing. The crowd went wild.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll get in? He has a ticket.
I don't think so. I know. He has a ticket. And I bet they'll just try to sidetrack him until it's over, you know?
Yeah.
Because it would be too much of a coup for him to even get in the door.
Well, what time is it?
It's 10 till 9.
So he's got 10 minutes to get in there.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll get in. Can't you, Ralph?
What did he say to you?
He said just something about not wanting food thrown.
Oh.
Oh, great. Just something cool.
How about, like, us crossing the gates and, like, going into the debates? Did he say anything about that? How about, like, us getting through these barricades and going into the debates? Did he say anything about that?
He didn't say anything about that.
Thank you.
He was nice enough to
Thank
give the signs
you.
Back to the people in the front row.
Yeah, that's good.
He's got to work like everybody else.
Yeah.
McCarthy, let's see, two stripes, so he's a sergeant.
Please.
Is it sergeant?
Oh, it's such a fine Irish name.
Look at yourself.
McCarthy.
He's probably got a family and works just like everybody else. And he actually has a pretty good attitude about everything so far. So.
Yeah, I'm glad he's up here.
We're fighting for you,
Right there.
How'd I go?
Right there. Turn the cameras around.
We did.
Come on, turn the cameras around.
We did, but we want to talk to you guys. What do you think about the whole situation here?
I think it's a sham. This is a sham debate. The two political parties completely control the process. They say Ralph Nader needs 15% to get into these debates, but there's no way a man can get 15% unless he either A, is already a Democrat or Republican, gets voted in the primaries, or B, is a multi-billionaire like Ross Perot in 1992, could buy his way into the debates with all that commercial time.
What do you think of those guys across the street?
You know, they're just doing their jobs. We want to keep it peaceful. I don't like looking at it because it looks like a police state to me. It looks like a government who's scared of the people coming in and taking what's rightfully theirs, which is the democratic process.
Do you think some people in here who don't want to keep it peaceful?
Oh yeah, sure.
They're always up.
They're always up.
And we're keeping it under control as best we can.
Yeah, there's a message behind this though. Yes.
Mixed bag.
What's your name?
My name's Brent.
What's your last name, Brent?
Heller.
Okay, Brent. Thank you very much.